We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
That's how you start out the 4 o'clock hour. Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Eddie Murphy's birthday today, 59. This is Axel F. This is the theme song. Beverly Hills Cop. Crank this one up. This is the movie I told Jay Figg to watch in the 2 o'clock hour. This song's a banger. This song still holds up, right? From the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's nostalgic, but I still love it.
Harold Faltermeyer is the artist on this song. A little piece of trivia that no one should know.
Harold Faltermeyer?
This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Give you the stock market update on this Friday. It's a Friday. We're headed into the weekend. We got some WrestleMania. Stock market wasn't good today. But it wasn't horrifically bad like it has been. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down a little over 1.5%. It was down 357 points. S&P 500 down 38 points, down about 1.5%. And the NASDAQ down about 1.5% as well, down 114 points today. So that ends a fairly crappy week on Wall Street, and all I can say is let's get them on Monday. We'll get them back on Monday.
Come on,
Don't check your 401k over the weekend. We're getting it all back on Monday. All right, not all of it.
Can you talk? Can you talk stocks into performing? Like,
yeah, I'm giving it a pep talk. Come on, NASDAQ. We'll get it back on Monday.
NASDAQ,
get your bleep together. Tighten up, NASDAQ. Come on, Russell 2K. let's get headlines. I have a lot of stuff planned for you in the next 2 hours of the program. It is a Friday. We're going to have our fun, as we always do. We're going to do the guaranteed laugh segment coming up. We go into the archives once a day, give you something. Maybe you're new to the show. I had a text. Man, I don't think I'm going to be able to find it because there's so many people texting in. I got to see if I can find this from earlier. Oh, my phone is ringing too.
House phone?
Yeah, have a landline. I'm 50.
Who is it?
It says School District of Palm Beach County. So I guess it's their end of the week call. I got to see if I can find this guy's text, because one of the reasons I go back into the archives is a lot of people are new to the show. And I even texted the guy back. I got to see if I can find it. Here you go. I'm a new listener on radio.com. Been listening for 2 weeks now in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. I was tuning in to get my Dolphins fix because I'm tired of hearing Eagles crap, and now I'm hooked. So I text him back. I said, appreciate it. Welcome to the fun. And so obviously if he's new to the show, just 2 weeks now, when we go back into the archives, you'll hear a little bit about the show and some of the stuff that has made us laugh over the years and whatnot. So, there's one of the reasons that we do that. Plus, we just want to bring a smile to your face. We know with the stock market and the isolation and the jobless claims and stuff, there's a lot of dreariness. So we try to bring you some laughs at least once per show. And if you're listening and you're new to the show, we would love to hear how you found us and why you're listening and how you're listening. And if you could text us at 67974, we would love that. Started listening a couple months ago because I was curious what the Dolphins are going to do in the draft. Just curious where you're listening, how you're listening, radio.com or online at theticketmiami.com or WQAM.com, or if you're listening on the actual radio, just be very interested in somebody texts in, can we hear the boogeyman segment? Well, as this goes longer and longer, you will hear that one day, I'm sure. Today's segment, I think you're really going to get a kick out of. I don't want to give it away yet, but I think everyone's going to get a kick out of this. Somebody says, Hawk is having his own, was that my cat moment? No, that was my actual phone ringing. I wasn't making up that there was a phone ringing. I didn't think it was my cat, Nova. It was an actual phone ring.
One of the biggest blows I remember.
You have that?
No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember, no, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
There's a couple things at play there. It probably requires more context. I think the first thing it requires is a question on how the hell did you have that ready to go by me mentioning cat moment in like 3 seconds prior.
At a moment's notice, that's on cue whenever you want. All right. Just let me know.
What do you keep on the list on the screen right now? What are the top five?
All right, we have this.
You think you tough?
I am a man. I have a name. Oswald Cobblepot.
We have Officer Coffee and we have Oswald Cobblepot ready to go at a moment's notice.
Oh yeah, Craig, tell your fine daddy I said, ah.
That's excellent. That's from Friday, of course. What else?
What else do I have?
Well, you could just say nothing. You're obviously fumbling for something. No, I mean, you're so bad. No, you are so bad at covering that up. It makes me cringe. Well, what else? Know, you mean yeah, like what? You're obviously that. Looking for stuff, and
no.
You didn't have it. You could. So you didn't know after we had done it 3 times, you didn't know if I meant what else, like what do we have?
Listen.
That was a legit question by you?
Listen,
you weren't trying to cover for time?
A lot of moving parts back here. You guys aren't even here. I'm not able to communicate with you via, you know, eye communication. So, I mean, you know, things are tough. I'm not sure
I get that, but I'm saying 3 times in a row I said, what else do you have? You fired something off. The 4th time I said, what else do you have? And you said, like, what else? Like, you mean, like, what else? Like, what? As we heard you fumbling in the background for something, you're really going to maintain that wasn't you trying to stall for time?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
All right, Jerry Jones. You are so bad at that. What do you mean? You mean like what more sounds? You about to be rich?
I'm telling you, if he gets married and keeps lying, he's about to be a divorced man.
I mean, you have no skill in that arena whatsoever. All right,
don't try to lie.
That cat sound. Former afternoon host on 560 was his midday host actually. What was his name?
John Renshaw.
John Renshaw. John Renshaw, at Dono, is in the studio with him, and Renshaw might be on something. We don't know for sure, and obviously I would never cast an aspersion like that without being 100% certain. So maybe he's on something. Maybe he just didn't get a lot of sleep. I don't know, but he's doing the show with Dono. He believes he sees his cat in the studio, which if he didn't bring his cat, there's no way that he would be there. And then he also apologizes for if he mispronounced his cat's name. I don't know who he'd be apologizing to, and I don't know how he would mispronounce it. He named him, but here's how that sounded there.
One of the biggest blunts I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just
I don't
saw
think
a cat
so.
Run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
It's one of my absolute favorites. Eclipsed only by Solana going, what do you mean? What do you mean? You're looking for a new sound? Is that what you're asking for? Is that what's next? All right, let's get headlines here with the fumbling and bumbling Alejandro Solana.
There isn't much going on in terms of headlines. The WNBA did announce today that it has postponed the start of training camp and the upcoming 2020 season. The U.S. Women's Open has also been postponed. That was scheduled to be played in Houston. It will now be played in December due to the coronavirus outbreak. Tonight, though, on ESPN is the NBA 2K20 Player Tournament, again on ESPN. It begins at 7 with a pre-show. Game 1 is number 1 ranked in the tournament, Kevin Durant, versus 16th ranked, Airplane Mode, our boy Derek Jones Jr. That's at...
I imagine a lot of people are going to be watching that tonight. Like, I know my kid and his friends will be watching that tonight.
Yeah. Ira Winderman actually tweeted out that the game that will air between Kevin Durant and Derek Jones Jr. has already been played.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
No. It. I don't know. I don't know who wins, but it has already been played. And that also tweeting out that Derek Jones Jr. is stressing he wants to stay in Miami, but right now isn't talking or thinking about free agency.
You know what? Right. With these players playing each other in Madden and all, I just thought of something. These card games that go on planes and in locker rooms, people would love to watch those, because I remember just sitting there for hours watching dudes play crazy amounts in card games and pity
Bro,
pat and
that would be my wheelhouse. You sat 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 NBA players, NFL players are on a table playing poker for real stakes. I would, because the trash talking has to be great.
Oh, it's great. And I'll tell you, like, bro, and I'm not talking about no hundreds. I'm talking about dudes walking in on a Tuesday with $40,000 in a little duffel bag throwing stacks at people. So
I
wouldn't watch no guys play video games, but I'll watch a couple guys sit down with 50 grand between them and start seeing who really loses and wins money. I would love that.
That's actually a great idea. That is I would watch that, man. Forget about the gambling aspect. I'm telling you, it's the trash talking, right? I mean, that's that stuff. I mean, you're talking about testosterone.
I told you I found myself in the back of a strip club one time protecting the money stack, because the table has four sides and people are rolling dice. And a dude, you know, I don't want to put him out there, nicknamed Peasy, he needed somebody. He needed somebody to watch his money while he rolls, because there's so many people in the room. So I was standing and I was watching his little stack of money. I was his right-hand man while they were rolling dice. And it had to be at least $150,000 cash on the table.
Oh, my God.
Anybody would pay money if there was a camera in that room to watch what went on in that room. It was amazing.
I would imagine. All right, what do you have for the weather, Solana?
Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy, 78 degrees currently in Miami. Tonight, the low will drop to 69.
Nice.
10 miles of visibility with a 64 on the air quality index. That is your weather.
All right. We're going to do guaranteed laughs in the next segment. We'll go back in the archives. I'll explain it to you. I think everyone's going to enjoy this. Just suffice it to say, at one point in his life, Crowder had an adopted brother from Africa, and then at some point, no one in Crowder's family wanted him anymore.
Yeah,
a whole tangled web.
It got rough.
Renshaw liked Nova more than Crowder's family liked Minji Stew. That's the only tease I'll give you. That's coming in the next segment. This is a crazy time we're living in right now, but we know at some point everything is going to get back to normal. And so I want to start with this message from my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Be safe. Follow the experts' advice. Make sure you're washing your hands frequently. Make sure you're practicing social distancing. Now, if you're stuck at home and you're thinking about taking advantage of your time, allow me to suggest that you could start planning on getting PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house. Walking around your house all day long, you're looking at your ratty windows and slider. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened with me and my wife, where we just kind of were tired of looking at the ratty windows, and the sliders were always falling off the slides, and we wanted to get Impact Windows and Doors, and we ended up using BNT. That's the company we use, and I'm telling you from experience, it's a great feeling when you have PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. And right now, BNT, they can give you an estimate and still follow social distancing guidelines. They can measure the openings in your house from the outside rather than the inside. They can get the process started so that Impact Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home in the near future. So if you own a home in South Florida, I'm telling you, you can't imagine how great you'll feel once you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed. And the first step is calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. And remember, BNT Impact Windows and Doors reminds you to stay safe, follow all the social distancing guidelines. We're all going to get through this together. All right, guaranteed laughs. We're going back into the archives next on Hochman and Crowder. That is the great Bill Withers. He passed away from heart complications today, or the news broke today. He was 81 years old, sang Lean on Me, which we've referenced a number of times. That song is legendary. This song, Ain't No Sunshine, legendary. Lovely Day is one of my favorite songs of all times. So rest in peace, Bill Withers. Great song. Hochman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday. I'm at my house in Boca. Crowder's at his house in Davie. So once a day during our pandemic broadcasts, if you will, we go into the archives and we give you some guaranteed laughs, or we give you some background on something maybe that you think might be an inside joke on this show, and now you get a little context for it. And I think that's probably what's going to happen with this piece of audio here. We reference, every now and then, you'll hear me and Crowder joke about a guy called Minji Stew. And it sounds like a made-up name. That is not a made-up name, right? That is your actual adopted brother.
That's my brother, man, Minji.
So I don't know how we got on this topic, because I was listening to this segment earlier this morning, and Falero is the producer at this time. And I guess you were looking to get someone like a birthday gift or something, and people were texting in, and someone suggested that you can get a water well for some, like a water well in a developing country in someone's name, or I don't know exactly.
It was something where I had to get somebody. It was somebody that had money. Like, it was one of my ex players.
That's what it was.
And I was like, what do I buy somebody that can buy themselves anything? And we started giving ideas. Yeah.
Yes. So, and that got us into the story of how Minji Stew became part of Crowder's childhood. So this is exactly how it happened on the air. Take a listen. Somebody texts in, Crowder, go to World Vision website, get him a water well or some type of animal that will go to an area or family that's in need in the Caribbean or Africa, etc. Very thoughtful. They have bikes, sports equipment. They give you a card that describes the donated item in his name. He'll really like it.
I understand, but you know what? It's like the thing that you should do when you can adopt a kid overseas, and I have my brother Minji Stew.
You have a brother Minji Stew. Your parents adopted. You never met the kid,
and that,
but you would get little pieces of paper.
A picture, a little inch by 2 inch picture once a year in a little envelope with his face sitting there looking crazy at
This
him.
Is not a joke, by the way. Minji Stew was Crowder's brother.
He was my brother, but then it didn't work out. So those websites and stuff rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, it didn't work out for your parents.
That's what they got divorced.
And unlike most parents that are
me and my sisters.
Right. Most parents that are getting divorced want custody of the kids. They fight over custody.
Yes.
Your parents, when they got divorced, neither wanted Minji Stew because it was just a bill.
That's all it was. And how it happened, because we lived in Tampa.
Poor
and then my
kid.
Mom and dad got Poor divorced. Kid. Then we moved to Atlanta. Me, my mom, and my sisters moved to Atlanta. My dad kept the house in Tampa before he sold it to move, whatever, but he was there during the sale. Minji's picture was left on the refrigerator for Randy. There's no chance Randy pursued it. Because when he got that first bill for what it could have been, $17 a year. $17. Hey, ain't nobody sent nobody no damn $17 for no, I ain't never met him. For real. I know exactly how it happened.
But was he...
My mom loved Minji.
Right.
My dad didn't like Minji too much.
But it's hard to adopt a child and then just, you know, forget about him later on.
It wasn't that bad. I was fine when I went to Atlanta.
Yeah, it was okay?
Yeah,
it was
all right? Minji was doing
his thing. Because I didn't know
thing.
If I was dredging up old emotions that... You okay? Are you all right?
My mom used to try to amp it up in our head during holidays because that's when you're not. If anybody doesn't know this, charities hit you during holidays when your heart is all filled with love.
She would talk about them though.
So
like
the website would send the yearly picture always after Thanksgiving before Christmas. So now you're seeing a picture of Minji developing. You're seeing he's older, so that might encourage more money to this company. So she would sell us on, hey guys, come here. New picture of Minji and show us. And I'm
really
like, okay.
She'd gather the family around and say, hey, come look at your brother.
Somewhat to like just make sure everybody sees Minji. It was sweet.
Now, when you got your
I soured on it.
First contract with the Dolphins, and I was
worried Minji was gonna come find me.
Oh, so you didn't want to share.
Man, if Minji could have put that together. Bro, what? I don't know.
And for real, his name was Minji Stew.
Minji Stew. MINGISTU. Minji Stew. Because that's all. All he had was a name and a height and a weight on there. Never broke 100 pounds.
You're awful.
6'6", 76 pounds.
I guess I don't know.
He's okay though.
Oh, he's getting so tall.
The camera didn't adjust. The picture was his chest after a while.
He goes for his yearly picture and just on the tripod.
It's Minji Stew's navel. Everybody look at his belly.
I cannot believe what an awful person you've made me. I mean, this is 100% on Crowder.
You can control yourself from laughing.
No, Jack.
My mom's going to get so mad at me. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm not messing with y'all. I got stingy with Minji. Somebody texted him.
Oh, Randy became stingy moo.
Randy wasn't with it. Ooh, he's like, I'm sending the money too. Oh, no. I sent him some guacamole. Maybe that'll happen. I ain't sending him no more money.
Oh, God. I mean, you're just an awful person.
I'm not, man, but I'm
an awful person.
To the text, I've been a part of that in the past, and it didn't work out the way I thought it was.
What do you mean?
We tried the adoption of the kid abroad, and it just didn't work out.
Well, no, it worked out fine. You just stopped paying. There was no, you can't say it didn't work out.
Minji didn't come looking for us. Answer that question. Did Minji come looking for me? We're both grown now. We're the same age. He was right between me and my, I'm the youngest. He was between me and my next sister up. So he's probably about 38 right now, 37.
Still 75 pounds.
Means he never looked out for me. No, 82. We got a little belly now. Yeah, started drinking beer. But
oh, my Lord.
You guys are wrong, man.
Oh, you're laughing your ass off
you
back there.
You haven't even heard me laugh, so.
I am mortified at what has taken place here in what I thought was a heartwarming text from a texter of what a nice gift you could give. And, wow.
Okay, I'm donating a water well. The rest of the time we know each other. For you.
No, not to me.
No, in your name.
I don't want a water well.
No, you have to want a water well.
I'm not Jason Taylor. I don't have millions of dollars in the bank.
No. You want a water well, you're getting a water well. Lara, a water well?
No, I don't want one.
Two water wells coming up.
I'm in for five on his water well. There you go. That is... it traveled back in time into the archive. So it was for Jason Taylor's birthday that you were looking for a present. That segment is so damn funny because you're talking about your adopted brother.
I don't know
what happened.
It seemed like
there.
We both, all of us tapped out. He tapped out, we tapped out. It's just, we ran our course.
6'6", 74 pounds.
He gained a little weight when he started drinking beer, though.
Oh my God, that is really funny, man.
That ain't no BS either. That is a 100% true story. And actually, during the clip, I said my mom's gonna be so mad at me. I did have a stern talking to after we aired that the first time.
I remember seeing her at one of our Twin Peaks events, and I asked her about Minji Sue. She's like, yep, 100% true. We would get that picture every year.
You know it ain't funny to talk about Minji. I said, Mama, it's just jokes. If he's tuning in, you know, radio.com and all. I don't know if Minji has it, but just...
Somebody texts in, I'm laughing with y'all, but y'all going to hell. Yeah, no, not y'all. This dude. This dude.
No, son, we going in the two-seater. Me and you. Express lane. H-O-V, me and you.
If you have a favorite segment from the show that you haven't heard in a long time or think we should feature on our Guaranteed Laugh segment, you can always text it to us. 67974 is the text machine, 67974. Having a little fun on this Friday on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast and inching our way 30 minutes away from our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, which is always fun on a Friday. Now, I want to talk about cinch.com before we move ahead, and I bet a lot of people are planning on firing up the old grill this weekend, and cinch.com is a new service that can make your life a whole heck of a lot easier. The website is C-Y-N-C-H, cinch.com. It's a new home delivery service for propane grill tanks. Their no-hassle online ordering process makes ordering your new tanks as easy as going to cinch.com. They deliver a filled tank right to your door. There's no delivery fees. You can exchange any brand of tank. So you have a propane tank out attached to your grill right now instead of lugging it to a convenience store and trying to get them to open up the case to get the new tank. Cinch does everything. They take away your old tank, doesn't matter what brand it is, and they'll deliver you a brand new filled tank. And again, right now, for a limited time, new customers can get their first tank for just $10 by visiting cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and using the promo code GETCINCH. So you go to cinch.com and use the promo code GETCINCH, G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H. And again, you'll choose your delivery date. Cinch.com will handle the rest. There's no commitment fees or membership necessary. Just visit cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Start your order today. You'll save time and money by ordering your next propane tank from cinch.com. Make sure you use that promo code GETCINCH. All right, let's take a break here, and we will come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Been a fun Friday show. Hope you're having as much fun as we are, and based on the texts that have come in, I think you are. Exciting. Doing our show from the houses. I'm at my house in Boca. Crowder's at his house in Davie. Solana is in the 790, the Ticket Studios in El Portal. Jay Fig is in the 560, the Joe Studios in El Portal. And we're all going to get through this together. We've been having fun. One of the things that we've been doing on the show, we've been asking you to ring the registers and support local businesses and order in or for pickup from local restaurants. You know, people want to keep... You know, employers want to keep people employed if they can. If nobody's ringing the registers, obviously they can't. So do your part this weekend if you can. I understand a lot of people can't. You don't have discretionary income right now. We get it. I'm just saying if you can, do your part this weekend locally. We had our friends, Casey and Ryan, the two founders of Funky Buddha Brew. They were on with us. Probably it was Tuesday this week, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was Tuesday because we played Cheers 2 with them. They're doing their part. So they remind everybody, Funky Buddha, we all know someone affected by COVID-19, and Funky Buddha is doing their part to help out. This month of April, they will donate $1 of every case of beer sold to CORE, Children of Restaurant Employees. That's a nonprofit providing grants to families of service industry workers affected by COVID-19. If you want to get involved, you can log in to beersforthebiz.com. Have a beer, help the biz. The website, again, it's beersforthebiz.com. Beersforthebiz.com. And when we say help out, if you're looking to make a donation, if you're looking to figure out what you can buy Funky Buddha so that they can make these donations, or if you are the family of a service industry worker that needs a grant, you can go onto that website and apply for a grant. So again, the website is beersforthebiz.com. And then I would ask you also, if you know of a charity that needs assistance, or you know a business, or you own a business that wants customers and needs to ring the register, text us, 67974. Throughout the show, we periodically read some texts and we'll bring on people to help out, and we'll do our part. So you can always text us, 67974. Earlier in the show, we played some sound from Rex Ryan. What was that at? Was that on Get Up this morning? Is that where the
yeah?
Yes, the initial conversation was on Get Up.
And then he went on to apologize on just on SportsCenter. I want to hear the original sound, but where did you see the apology?
It was on SportsCenter too. They just brought him on, you know, whatever the afternoon host of SportsCenter. They brought him on for him to apologize. Like, they opened up the floor and was like, "Hey, Rex, I heard you wanted to elaborate on your earlier take," and he's sitting and apologizing for calling the man, I guess, turd was the, was the bad word.
It's such a great headline on ProFootballTalk.com. The headline is Rex Ryan apologizes for calling Amari Cooper, quote, a turd. It's just such a great headline. So here's the sound from this morning. This is Rex Ryan on Get Up this morning on ESPN.
Well, I agree with Dan on the fact that I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against, when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell.
All right.
No way in hell would I have paid this guy. To me, you pay Dak Prescott. Forget all those numbers. That, you know, they're number one in the league because of Dak Prescott, not because of this guy. It's a deep draft at receiver. They made a huge mistake right here.
Him calling him a turd is funny. Now, Crowder, you earlier, when we talked about it, you agreed. You don't think Amari Cooper is anything special.
No. I think he's a mid-tier receiver. Second, mid-second tier? Like, he's 15th, 20th best receiver. I started looking at some of the lists with the Julio Jones and the Michael Thomases and those guys. Amari can't play with those guys. He is not elite. He's nowhere close to elite.
But he's been effective for Dallas. You can't argue that, I don't think, right?
Boy, yeah, I think he had 1,100 yards. You know what he is? He's a deep threat guy. I think he averages in his career like 13.8 yards per. Like, he is fast, and I will tell him that you can't teach speed. Ted Ginn Jr. Ted Ginn, everybody badmouth Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn been in the league now for like 14 years or something. Yeah. Ted is a blazer. Ted can run. Amari can run, but – like, compared to DeAndre Hopkins and Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, like, he's a turd. I call him a turd if you want to put it in the same category as a Michael Thomas or one of those guys. He is an okay receiver. But to try to act like this guy's worth $100 million, I personally think is crazy. But I don't like Dak either. I don't like the construction of the Dallas Cowboy organization and what they put value in, to be honest.
Well, here's the story from Pro Football Talk. ESPN analyst Rex Ryan blasted Cowboys receiver Amari Cooper on the air this morning, calling him a turd. Shortly thereafter, ESPN promoted the clip on social media, attempting to stir up a little attention for Ryan's commentary. After giving it some thought, ESPN realized Ryan's comment was inappropriate, and Ryan gave what seemed like a forced apology. Quote, "I can't believe I said that, used that word," Ryan said on SportsCenter a few hours after he initially made the comment. Obviously, it was a poor choice by me to say what I said about Amari. Anybody who knows me, look, quite honestly, I think the world of every player and have a great deal of respect for every single player in the National Football League, including Amari Cooper. With that being said, I think the Cowboys overspent for Amari Cooper. The reason for it is I don't doubt that this is an elite player. He has those traits. But an elite player to me shows up on the road, he shows up against great corners, and he shows up in crunch time. And those are three things that Amari Cooper has not done so far in his career. In fact, I think he's won one playoff game as a player, and all of those things are how I feel about this young man as a receiver. But what I added at the end of that, I want to apologize to Amari again and hope he accepts my apology. But it's really funny. I mean, he crushes him again. And he goes, but I'm so sorry I called you a turd. Which is really, to me, that would, if I was Amari Cooper, that would be the thing that bothers me the least. I would be more upset that he doesn't think I show up on the road, that he doesn't think I can help win a playoff game, that he thinks I disappear in crunch time. Like, calling me a turd, that wouldn't bother me at all.
It just it looks bad for ESPN to promote it as well. But yeah, bro, without the turd, he's right. And I'm glad Rex Ryan didn't just say, oh no, this guy, he deserves every penny he has, because he doesn't. So I know me and Rex had our little tiff in the past over the media.
He thought you were a turd.
Yeah, he didn't call me a turd, but he called me some bad things. But who gives a damn? He said he would beat me up. He said he'd step over me to get to a fight. That's how soft I am. That wasn't that long ago, but I see nowadays we're changing. Times are getting a little different. So, yes, you can't criticize guys like you used to. But, bro, I got to list. Stop me when you object to this, Hawk. Michael Thomas.
When I think Amari Cooper's a better receiver?
Yes. Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins,
no.
Julio Jones, Mike no. Evans, Antonio Brown.
You've said Mike Evans several times. Are Mike Evans' numbers, and I know you can blame it on Jameis, but are Mike Evans' numbers a lot better than Amari Cooper's?
I don't know if they're numbers. Okay. I'll look them up. I'll look his numbers up, but Mike Evans is a monster. Like, the
I know,
ball,
I know, but he's never, like, has Mike Evans been a Pro Bowler?
Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Mike is like a Calvin Johnson, where Calvin kind of was dying in Detroit and everybody knew he was great, Megatron. But we were always like, why can't they win? Mike Evans is amazing, but he was stuck in Tampa with crab leg Jameis for so many years and he couldn't do anything. But Mike is a beast.
Yeah, three-time Pro Bowler. Yeah.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Odell Beckham Jr. is better than him. AJ Green healthy, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams. I'll take Julian Edelman over Amari Cooper any day of the week, because what he does in the slot, gets the first down, keep the chains moving.
I mean, Super Bowl MVP, like, I can't argue it.
Man, I'm not a fan of Amari. I really am not a fan of that man. And I'm kind of with Rex too, where when's the last time you saw him just dominate a game, prime time, take something over? The last receiver I remember watching a Dallas Cowboy game and saying, that dude took the game over was Dez.
Yeah, it was Dez. Yeah.
And before that, it might have been Michael Irvin and Alan Harper. Like, Amari can't play with any of those three names I just said.
But that doesn't mean that he's not a good piece on their team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A piece not worth $100 million piece, Hawk. That's not a piece. That's a crown. That's something special for him.
Right. No,
million.
I got you.
He's a deep threat. He's Ted Ginn. Amari is Ted Ginn worth if Ted Ginn's worth $100 million, Amari Cooper's worth $100 million.
Man, I feel like Amari Cooper's better than that though. But again, maybe I would just have to really look at the stats and whatnot, because I said this earlier. All I remember is when they originally made the trade, they gave up a number one pick for Amari Cooper and our first round pick for Amari Cooper, and I thought, wow, that was stupid. And then he looked really good, and I remember saying, you know what, that wasn't a bad trade. So maybe I'm not looking at the actual numbers.
Yeah. Like, and you start looking, I'm looking at the stats now. In receptions, he was in the 40s last year. In yards, he was in the top 15 in yards. In average, he was up there because he's a deep threat, but he's still, I think, 12 in yards per average. Like, he should be in the NFL. I'm not saying, don't kill me on Twitter. I'm not saying the guy's garbage. I'm not saying he's just nothing. This gets back to when I first got in the media, and I would be like, this guy – is not that good. And like, well, he plays in the NFL. I'm like, okay, so now let's take everybody in the NFL because that's what world he's in. And right. now let's evaluate him from there. Is he one of the best in the NFL? And he's right around, I guess, in my mind, 15 to 20, if you had to rank Amari Cooper amongst NFL receivers. And I don't think elite is 15 to 20.
No, probably not. I would agree with that. Somebody texted us. I was talking about, you know, let's ring the registers and be local. And there was a text that came in. But sometimes the texts are so long that it comes in pieces on our text machine. So I got to text her back. She says, hey, guys, I love the show. My name is Amy. I own Lady and the Mug Specialty Coffee Shop in Coral Springs. We are still open our regular hours. And then it gets a little jumbled. And she said, I will let everyone know. But she says, I truly appreciate what you guys are doing for small local businesses. And the support means more than words. Hope you stay healthy and safe. We want to help you out, Amy. We want to help all local businesses out. So I'll text you back with an email address and you can tell me exactly what you were looking to say. But it's Lady and the Mug Specialty Coffee Shop in Coral Springs. These are the businesses that, you know, if people don't make a point to support during this really difficult time, they're not going to make it. And so we want to do our part to help all our listeners and all the communities that are, you know, active in our listening area support these businesses, and we'll certainly do our part. We got to take a break here. It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up next, and it's always fun on a Friday. We don't have an end of the week montage, do we, Solana? Because Dan Day's not working on the show right now.
Yeah, we do not.
All right, so we'll miss our end of the week montage because Dan Day is not here, but we got a lot of fun stuff planned for you. Quick break, 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.